At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields: The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David. Let me tell you about some things going on at the Institute coming up before we get started. So, first of all, we do have a new book out now called Sound Loving Relationships. And it's really about, mostly about being whole on your own, but all the different techniques you can use to be whole on your own. And then different, even sound techniques for being able to communicate better and not react. And also to be able to actually resonate more in love with different chakras and even sexually, and a full range of even running universal love while in relationships. It's really excellent. And maybe I'll be able to do a relationship now. Okay. Then we got our open house coming up June 1st, which is just in a week, Sunday, June 1st. And it's here in Sausalito, just outside of San Francisco. It's how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We're going to be doing a lot of meditations. Everybody gets to go on the sound table and get blissed out. So 1 to 5, normally people don't want to leave. So come on over if you're in the area or fly in. Right? We also have our Sound Healing Certificate Program in person. We've got the Summer Intensive, June 10th to the 20th, 10 to 9:30 every day. That's half of the program, and you do the rest online. You can start that just about any time. And it's really immersive, the 10 days. So we go really deep and then don't come back. It's all about, again, how sound works at all levels of reality for healing, so you can become a practitioner, so you can actually heal yourself. Also, so you can do sound baths and concerts, and also so you can understand how the whole universe works based on vibration. We're a vocational school. We're the only college in all of the United States, so we're a vocational school. So you get a lot of benefits from that, besides learning how to actually make this a career. We also have the whole program online if you can't make it out, and that starts next start time is May 31st. It starts about every 2 weeks. We also have a recording program coming up again in September, and that's how to record, mix, and produce. I wrote the number one selling books in recording besides sound healing. And then we also have our retreat in Mount Shasta. It's hanging out with the Lemurians in Mount Shasta. We go up on the mountain on the second day. It's August 9th and 10th. It's actually at Crystal Tones, so we're going to have like crystal bowls sets for everybody in the workshop, so you actually get to practice with them. And it's just, we just get so high with the energy up there. We also have our voice analysis software. The next training is July 8th, and you need to buy it by July 13th is when the training is. And then it's all about telling from the voice exactly what notes are missing, which correspond to a wide range of physical emotional issues. It's really a great thing to add onto your business, and you can do it online or over the phone as well. So it works really well. Or you can just check it out by doing a treatment for $85. We also have the brainwave assessment kit, which is you can check out at your home note. It's really finding your note. And then that's about it. I think we talked about just about everything else. So if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you can find everything that we've got going on: the school, the store, the sound therapy center, and the research foundation that we were just talking about. So today, what we're going to be going over is my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. I realized that I've never done a radio show about my book, even though it's been out for almost 10 years. And we just did the second version last year. And also, by going through my book, you're going to get a really good perspective on all that goes on in the field of sound healing, because my book covers kind of the full spectrum of everything that sound healing can do. So you get kind of a double positive today. You learn about my book, and then also everything that goes on in the field of sound healing. There's a lot of details in this book, so let's dive in and talk about it. Right. Complete Guide to Sound Healing. It's the first book that really has given such a wide perspective. There's a lot of great books out there on sound healing, but they're more focused on one area, like a book on tuning forks, or a book on vocal techniques, or a book on, all crystal bowls. I mean, no book gives such a full perspective on all the different instruments and all the different possible techniques. So it's really life-changing, actually. So let me tell you about the different sections here. Right. So let's see, maybe we should show this one instead. No, we're going to show this one. Okay, back to that one. Okay, so first we begin with the different healing and transformational frameworks and paradigms. So, the whole thing is, how does this work? And if you're going to present this to a hospital or to even your parents, you really need to be able to explain it in a way that makes sense. And it's really not just sound, it's really like, how does the body work? and how does healing work? So this first section is about how it all works. There's really, the first is, you know, the difference between the allopathic and health models. There's the healing methods that our medical system does, which are can be great. I mean, goodness, I'm kind of grateful for them. I've saved my life a couple of times, actually. But they're mostly based on the parts and individual parts of the body, not the whole system. I mean, hardly anybody in a hospital is going to be talking about your emotions causing the disease. They're not going to be talking about your brainwave rates, right? And being able to get that in order. And of course, they're not going to be talking about gratitude or compassion, or especially not source energy. I mean, they're only looking at the physical body, and they're not even looking at whole systems often. They're just looking at parts, right? So it's really, but within this also, when you get down to it, you can either focus on what's right or what's wrong. And they can both work. You know, let's focus on the cancer and find the frequency of it, turn the volume up and explode it. Or let's just bring you into universal love and let source get rid of that cancer, where we're not even focused on what's wrong. We're just going to focus on what's right. A lot of people in this field are now especially talking about doing more what's right. I mean, it's good to explode a cancer cell, but you know, some people say it's much better just to figure out what caused it in the first place and shift it to a positive framework, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, so the cancer never happens, right? So focus on what's right or wrong. Now, chapter one is the four levels of how vibration works. And it works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Physically, we can look at the frequency of any part of the body, and when we resonate it into its healthy frequency, it makes it healthy. So we just need to measure, which we can do with electron or light microscopes, the frequency of every part. It's also mentally. We can work in the realm of actual brainwave entrainment to get your brain back to where it's supposed to be. We'll talk more about that, each one of these in a bit. And emotionally, to release stuck emotions, and spiritually, to get you really high. Chapter two, that's just an overview of the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Chapter two is there's two frameworks that people in this field of sound healing work with. One is you need one main frequency or rhythm of you. Some people talk about the frequency or rhythm of your voice, but we also look at the frequency or rhythm of your metabolism, which is actually your heart rate. You have to average it out since it goes up and down, and brainwave rate, which you don't have to average out. So finding your home note, which gets you back to you, where you're at peace and everything starts flowing, your organs go into alignment, you get your immune system works better, you're more creative, and it's a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. But there's a whole nother school of thought that you need all frequencies. Every frequency is a nutrient, not just one. You need the whole spectrum, and you need a balance of all of them. And that's voice analysis. And it's because it shows what frequencies are missing in your system. There's other ways you can do it as well, but voice analysis is very effective. And so that's a completely different framework to get a balance, just like vitamin therapy, right? If you're missing a vitamin, take it so you get a balance and energy flows. Chapter three, we go through your need to come home to the home note. And this is about the home note. We go into this in detail. It's been shown, Jeffrey Thompson did the main work. This shows when you entrain people into their own rhythm and note, the whole system goes into alignment. Again, you are not only going to heal things because you're at peace, but you're also going to get people really high. It's really great. Okay. There's another framework is the consistency as higher consciousness. A lot of people talk about a need to go to a higher vibration and access higher vibes, right? It's not about higher vibes or vibration. That's a misnomer. It's really about stability.
It's really the main thing that makes you healthy is overcoming chaos with stability. And stability is any drone, like any vowel. Let me turn on my original sound so I can you'll be able to hear me. Like ooh. Any crystal ball, any Tibetan ball, tuning fork, anything that has a consistent tone, that creates a consistency or even a consistent rhythm. And so it's really what's really interesting is even emotionally, it's not about a higher vibration. I mean, anxiety is a very high frequency. Compassion is a very low frequency. Well, at least that's the sound people make for compassion. So it's really about stable, consistent, and flow. It's all about getting to flow out as well, so that you've got a consistent stability. And that's what source is. It's really stable, really stable. And when your brain is stable, you also get you're more focused. You can not get distracted. Okay. But also the other part is the body is in complete harmony. There is no chaos in the body when you're healthy, except maybe the actual digestive fluids in the stomach or in the intestines. Those create a little chaos to break things down. But for the most part, the body is in complete harmony. So we're looking for harmony to actually create more health. Right? So those are some of the frameworks. Now, section two is really about the hierarchy of vibration, and that's frequencies, timbres, musical intervals, and music. First of all, pure frequencies can be very effective for resonating something into its healthy state, especially cells. It's also frequencies. I mean, these are manifested by tuning forks and tone generators and crystal bowls. We can also tune our music to a certain frequency, like 432. That's a frequency overall for the music. But even more importantly are timbres, which is a combination of frequencies. It's called a harmonic structure, and it's simply a bunch of frequencies. Most things are made up of a bunch of frequencies. I did a whole show about this a few weeks ago, where if you can find all the frequencies of a cell, you can really resonate it into health. If you find all the frequencies of the heart, you can really resonate it into health. And there's a lot of frequencies. You got the overall heart, you got the materials, the fluids, the actual atomic level, the and cellular level. You got the photon level, you got the electromagnetic level, you got the quantum level. When you get all those frequencies of your heart, exactly. You can totally make it healthy. And then there's in here, there's the beauty and power of noise. Noise is a chaotic vibration that's really good for breaking up stuck energy. And the best noises are ocean, crashing waves, the wind, rivers and streams. And nature is mostly, other than animals, nature is mostly white noise. And white noise, since it's an incomplete frequency, is really good for breaking up stuck frequencies, which are like trauma or any repeating thought. Like, I remember, this is my favorite one. I can't believe what they did. Can you believe what they did? I guess, can you believe what's going on out there? I can't believe what's going on out there. Can you believe it? I mean, just like repeating thoughts, right? That's a quite common one. Okay. Then we have musical intervals and chords, which are the relationship between the frequencies and the timbres. And that's really important because once we find the relationships, even though the frequencies might be different, we can focus on the relationships of all the parts of the body because that won't be different from person to person. The reason nobody agrees on a frequency for anything for anybody is no two people ever is because they're different from person to person, and there's different levels, as I just mentioned. But the relationships of the frequencies, like if my heart is an F and the actual liver is a D. Well, that's a specific musical interval relationship. Same with cells. You can look at the 210 types of cells and look at their relationship frequency-wise, and I bet those are going to be the same from person to person. We'll see when we do our research, but I would bet a good amount on that one. Then there's music. Music has both melody and rhythm, and both are really effective. But you know what I've learned? The most important thing about music is flow. And like just the last show, we did a whole thing on flow. It's really smooth flow without blockages. It's the definition of health. We often are running stress in this flow. Oh, I don't know, can't believe what's that happened. It's like, oh, what do I do now? Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? Right? That's stressful. Or the worst, which commonly happens, is like, ah, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And you can't breathe. Right? I mean, this happens with the double bind, which is the worst. You know, the kid that's being abused and has nowhere to go. So they go out of their body. And turns into schizophrenia, in fact. Yeah. So flow is when everything's flowing. Oh, but I know what, this is all perfect. Let's see what I can do now. Oh, what, there comes a challenge. Oh, let's go around that. Oh, let's help transform it. Oh, flow, right? Then there's the level of energy. Now, the level of energy actually has all the different levels of vibration as well, frequency, timbre, intervals, and music. But it's really two types of energy. One is intention, where you're holding a focus for a specific energy while you're doing a treatment or while doing music, or it could be while doing anything in service. But a lot of people don't do intention. They're just in the zone. They bring a vibe of love and gratitude and compassion and just bliss. And they live in that vibration, and so they don't have to focus on, remember to hold a focused intention, because their energy is already there. And in fact, when you live that, it's even stronger. Okay, so that's the energy level. Then you got the hierarchy of vibration in living systems. You know, we can see nature, I mean, in the earth, rather. Music and energy, yeah, in all living systems, actually, but also the earth. When you have the actual, you can think of it this way. Atoms are like frequencies. A bunch of atoms make up a molecule, which is a timbre. The relation, then you've got all the other main timbres, which are combinations of frequencies, which are earth, air, fire, and water. And the relationship between those is huge in Chinese medicine. But really, the flow systems between earth, air, fire, and water that create our ecosystems is really the whole deal. Smooth flow without toxins makes the earth healthy. And that's the same in any living system. There's another component that we can look at, and that is volume or amplitude. This is a really important one, because you can look at, because really soft volumes can be way more effective than loud volumes with sound. It's kind of like homeopathy. If you do a very soft volume, then the system relaxes more. Whereas loud volumes can be cool, because you get more vibration in the body, especially with vibroacoustics, you know, and we see it kind of gets our system going. It's pretty, I mean, loud volumes aren't bad unless they're too loud and you're going to lose your hearing, which is a real problem. Over, woo, getting louder than that, and you're already starting to lose your hearing. So you got to be careful. But yeah, low volumes can be so sweet. Okay. Section 3. The frequencies in and around us. Now, there's many perceptions that we have about music and sound that are based on our history and sometimes even our culture. It's really the way, I mean, we, the people we grew up with affects our perception of the music we love. It's really perceptual. It's based on your perception. But there are aspects of sound that bypass your perception that go directly into the body. The eardrum is connected directly to the vagus nerve through every organ. So the sound that hits the eardrum and goes straight to all the organs, it's not getting that perceptual framework laid on top of it, which the brain does a lot. The brain goes, do I like it or not? Oh, I don't like country music, so that sucks when I listen to it, right? No, it's like whatever the sound is has its own capacity, it's going to get in through the vagus nerve and through your skin, through actually creating little mandala patterns called cymatic in each water droplet. So there's two different ways, the actual physical effect of sound and music versus our perception of it. And our perception can easily override the actual components that of the direct physical effect. But then there's positive and negative sounds. I mean, you know, I think of frequency, there is no negative frequencies. I mean, you can have it too loud and it's way, it can be, actually can kill you. But the actual frequencies, I think of, you know, chords. You can have a dissonant chord, bang, and that can really wipe out someone that's really sensitive or somebody that's really fragile or having panic attacks. Oh my God, it's a nightmare, right? So some people can't handle heavy metal. Other people can totally love heavy metal because of the odd harmonics and activating. So it's really our perception as to whether it's positive or negative, but certain aspects are going to be negative for certain people regardless of your perception. That really ties into how important it is to understand this, because you can seriously hurt people if you don't know what you're doing. Frequencies around us. The frequency and sound environment that we live in, especially in cities, is just a mess. It's a nightmare. I mean, the vagus nerve goes connected to the eardrum, goes to every organ. That means we are automatically taking in every sound in the city directly into every organ. We're not meant to live in the city. So you really got to work hard to create your own stable vibration, because we are built to synchronize to the sounds around us. And it's a mess. It's a total mess, right? But then there's the frequencies inside us, right? I mean, God, oh, I'm not good enough. I am not good enough. I mean, let me tell you how afraid I am of being not good enough, right? Oh my God, there's so many patterns that we run in our system. I can't heal myself, right? It's a mess, right? So we got our own frequencies in us that actually can cause problems. But there are, of course, sounds of nature, and there is love, and there is all these, I mean, just gratitude. It's so easy. Now you can run those really positive frequencies outside or inside. Okay, the hierarchy of frequencies in the human system, we talked about that already a bit, where we got the cells are frequencies, and then you got the flow through the whole system as well. Okay. The laws of resonance. Now, the most basic law of resonance, these I learned in my physics class at UC Berkeley. The most basic law of resonance is everything is vibration. There is nothing more primordial than vibration in the world of physics. It's the basis of all reality. Even down at the quantum level, it's still just vibration at different rates. It's really, so when you realize this, then you can use the terminology of frequency and vibration to explain every single thing in the universe. Because it all is all that. And it's not woo-woo at all. It's what it really is. And what's so cool about it is it makes you have no judgment. You know, oh, that person's vibration sucks. No, it's just a little chaotic. Or that river's got a rock in the middle of it. What a blockage. No, it's just a natural part and the river flows perfectly around it. So we look at everything as vibration. The biggest law of physics, and there's quite a few that I go over in that chapter, is a strong vibration will overcome a weaker vibration and entrain the weaker into the stronger. That's the most, that law right there called dynamic, it's basically the law, that's basic resonance. Right? That law right there, it's called force resonance, but I call it dominant resonance is what I call it. That law, a strong vibration overcomes a weaker, is how every single change in the universe happens. Let me pause for a second and let that sink in. Oh my God, every single change that ever happens in the universe is based on that law of resonance. A strong vibration overcomes the weaker and entrains the weaker into the stronger. And it's exactly how we can heal ourselves. Just a stable, consistent tone. Right? It's the most important. Okay. And then we've got the laws of resonance to deal with the good and bad. Okay, we kind of talked about that. Okay, then we got section 5, our sound healing toolbox. The best instrument there is, by far, no doubt, no way, I mean, absolutely, is the voice. There's nothing better than the voice. When you do voice along with sound, there's a whole emotional component that kicks in light years better than any instrument you could ever play. It is by far. The voice has 1,000 parameters you can control, like, right? Most instruments have 4. Like a piano, you got which note, how loud. Basically, that's it. That's it, right? With a guitar or any string instrument, you can bend the strings and pluck them hard or soft. There's a few more parameters, but the voice has like 1,000. It's unbelievable the amount of possibilities with the voice compared to other instruments. It's by far the best. I mean, with the voice, you can do a full range of sounds. We teach how to do voice healing on people. We've done a show about that, where you just tune in and actually make the sound that they need. But you can also just do toning. Toning is any vowel. Ooh, ah, stable, consistent, right? You can do it for yourself or do it for others. You can just do om. Or you can do chant and mantra. Chant Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, and mantra. They've got a rhythm now that creates a brainwave state, and they're using magical sounds from Sanskrit that have the capacity to, or they're based on the way the whole body's built, those sounds in Sanskrit. And they've got incredible intention behind them as well. So toning, chant, and mantra. And then there's the full range of instruments. Oh my God, there's so many sound healing instruments out there. I mean, we talk about crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tingshas, chimes, tuning forks, didgeridoo, gongs, shakers and rattles, drums. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Every instrument can be used for sound healing with the right intention. But the ones that do drone, we use the most. The cool thing about sound healing instruments, by definition mostly, not always, is they're easy to play. Anybody can play them, right? That's the beauty of sound healing instruments. You don't have to be a professional musician to play a crystal bowl. I can teach you how to play it in 1 minute. Right? It's so easy. And that's really cool because now nobody's left out. Right? I mean, I go into a full range of instruments here. Okay, section 6, doing sound healing sessions. First of all, you've got to be careful. When you're working on people that are really fragile, just out of the hospital, have dementia, even have especially advanced autism or high on the spectrum, or someone with a panic attack. A panic attack, it's a nightmare for people with panic attacks. So you got to know how not to hurt people. And that's really important. We go over that in detail. And then I go over in the book how to actually do a sound healing session. I talk about smooth flow. Like I like to start more activating with the gongs and to get more and more and more and more and more and more and more mellow over an hour and a half until I'm really mellow at the end. You could, if you're working with somebody with depression, you might not want to get mellow. You want to get more and more activated to get them out of bed, get them to really get out of the depression. So there's different curves. You could do a mountain curve, build up and then break down. And so we talk about how to put together a flow for your healing session, which makes it way more effective because then everybody knows where you're going. Then there's physical, then these sections are now the physical, mental, emotional aspects. So physically, there's two things as to how sound works physically. One is to find the frequency of that part of the body, play it to it, and makes it healthy. The second is to find the frequency of something like a cancer cell, something wrong, and then play its frequency to it really loudly, which is ultrasound normally, and explode it. And there's my colleague Anthony Holland now has 15 frequencies that will destroy 15 types of cancer. So it's either resonating it into its healthy state or actually blowing it up, right? The main thing with the body, this is how ill health starts, is stress, which is a buzz in the body, right? It's a actual ah, and it can manifest as tension, or it's just like a just anxiousness, right? And that is actually over time, many years, that changes into a disease. So it all starts with the tension and stress in the body. And the good news is we can use dominant resonance and use a stable, consistent vibration and completely overcome any buzz or tension in the body. So whenever you have a not whenever you're not feeling well, look and notice where in your body the buzz is. It could be in your neck, it could be in your shoulder, it could be in an endocrine gland, it could be in the solar plexus where the adrenals are. It could be in your thymus, it could be in your throat chakra. I often feel it there, a little buzz there. So find out where it is and send a stable vowel to it. Just with intention, go ooh. Right. Then we got stress relief. I mean, overcoming any. I mean, let me put it this way. Sound and music is the number one thing it does is relaxes you. I mean, we know that. It relaxes you. And that can help with stress relief, anxiety, panic attacks, fibromyalgia, anything stress related. Right, that's an obvious one. Right. And then healing organs and parts, that's really resonating them into their frequency. Or finding the flow of a whole medical system, like your nervous system. If you don't have smooth flow, you're going to be shaky. If you don't have smooth flow through the digestive system, all types of problems happen. If you don't have smooth flow through the circulatory system, you're going to have a heart attack, right? So looking for flow through the systems besides its stable frequency. Disease, we can break up or harmonize the disease. And then pain's a huge one. We've learned that when you fill up a nerve with sound, a nerve can only handle one message. So there's no room for the pain information anymore. So it completely gets rid of it. So we're looking at finding the frequency of every nerve or mechanism for pain and getting rid of all pain. But also, there are people that are, have found that when you play the frequency of vitamin C to the body, it creates vitamin C in the body. Jeffrey Thompson played the frequency of oxygen and it creates oxygen. It proved in a scientific study, right? You can create every nutrient by its frequency. Oh my God, there's a lot here, huh? Okay, emotional healing. They say, a lot of medical intuitives say emotions are 80 to 90% of all disease. So when you can learn to transform these emotions by making the sound of them and transforming them, like, I will be, we have many techniques to be able to do that, that are so effective. Eight main techniques here. And then the big one, the really big one, is negative beliefs. I am not good enough. That's BS. It's an illusion. You are perfect spirit in every way. It's programming. You are perfect in every way. Find those negative beliefs where you're not good enough and turn them around and make the sound of the of what's the truth. You are perfect in every way. Mental expansion. This is all about delta, theta, alpha, and beta, the different brainwave states, and especially tuning the rhythm of a brainwave entrainment, normally called binaural beats, to you, to the person. And it's so much more effective. And then you can be able to go to sleep. Then you can be able to be more creative and access oneness with theta. With alpha, you can actually be more focused, more present, and be able to learn better. And then beta, to overcome ADHD. And then for gamma, to bliss out. So much better. And then we talk about different ways to use brainwave entrainment for higher consciousness. Jeffrey Martin has ultrasound that he can entrain you into oneness by playing it on the brain every time. And the Schumann resonance is the main brainwave entrainer, which is in the atmosphere between the Earth and the ionosphere. It synchronizes every brain on the planet to 7.83 hertz, which is the main frequency on this planet that we are synced to. Sound therapy for learning disabilities. There's the whole work of Alfred Tomatis that goes into detail as to how the work, the ear works, and problems of learning that happen when the whole ear mechanism and the brain working with the ear don't work well. That's so important for a lot of disabilities. Okay. Spiritual enhancement with sound. First of all, getting to presence and mindfulness. I mean, the thing we've done so many times is play a crystal ball, let it fade out, and you're at this place of complete peace and stillness. That is presence. That is being happy in the moment. Not thinking about the future, not thinking about the past, just happy to be at peace in this moment. Sound is the best. It's light years better mindfulness. I'm not saying mindfulness is bad, but it's so much more fun and effective than a lot of the mindfulness. It's just a slow fade. It gets you that to that peace. There's many other things that get us to peace as sound as well. Chakras. Oh my God. When you find the frequency of each chakra, I was able to overcome panic attacks to actually find and then get the musical flow of Kundalini through the chakras is so, so effective. Chakras are a big deal to get humming, to actually, because often when I find there's a buzz in the body, it's one of the chakras. So I just send a sound to it, and it so easily transforms it. Harmonizing auras. Fabian Mamon talks about the harmonic structure of the auras, and then Barbara Brennan goes through all the different seven different auras, and to know that you are working on those and the structure of them is really, really cool, because they are so affected by sound, all the auras. And a lot of people say if you need to heal the auras first, and they will actually then heal the rest of the physical and emotional body, because they are the controllers of all the physical and emotional body. And you can't just do gratitude, compassion, love, and joy with sound. That's so easy. Or just do love. I mean, there's the frequencies of love, the pitches of love we talk about, the timbres, which is like the heart, or just ooh, and or ah, right? And then we got the musical intervals, musical third, ooh, hee, ooh, ooh, hmm, ooh, right? All the different intervals and the music of love and energy of love. So there's a lot of different ways you can access love with sound. Then self-love, okay, gotta love yourself before you can love everyone. And then using sounds to resonate more love in relationships. I go into that in detail in the sound loving relationship, but we talk about it briefly here. It's like just kissing while making sound. It's so much fun. Oh my God. It's hard to do because you crack up. But once you get it down, it's a blast. Toning while actually kissing. Okay. Using sound to access universal and conditional love. Oh my God. If you don't know how to access universal love, you gotta learn that. It's the most unbelievable thing ever. Way better than a relationship. Because it won't go away, and it's way more powerful. It's so incredible to access universal love on your own. And then connecting to the soul, finding the frequency of your soul. Alice Bailey says, the whole deal is to find its frequency, build a bridge to the soul, and have it control your physical, mental, emotional body. So now you're way more stable, and you know your soul purpose and all the information from all past lives. May we all get there one day. And then to connect to source. This is probably the most important chapter of the entire book. How to access source. And I've talked about this in many of the shows. One is to tune into multiple things at once. All the sparkles on the water, all the frequencies in a bowl, all of the sounds and music, all of the things in a view. And then your brain goes into theta, which is the state you are when one with the universe. And so that's one way to access it, besides just asking for some help from higher beings or excuse me, from source. Okay. That's a really important chapter. Okay. Then there's section 11, which is the last section. The ultimate three-step healing process. What I've learned is from talking to healers and asking them what they do, most people first kind of do an invocation where they actually bring you into the zone. And with sound, we can just do, you know, play a crystal bowl or just do any vowel. Basically harmonizing. And then step two is to do breaking up. To maybe use chaotic vibrations to break up an emotion. Ah! Right? If the person can handle it. If someone's fragile, you got to skip step two because they are not ready. I mean, you'll wipe them out. If someone's in the hospital and you're going, oh, let's clear the stuck emotion from your childhood, or someone's having panic attack. No, not the time to be clearing anything. You really have to be healthy to be able to deal with this second part, which is often chaos to break things up. And then the third part anybody can handle, and that is the frequency of you or love or gratitude, anything that's beautiful. And so people get back to their natural state of coherence and harmony, which is the essence of love and source. Right? So that's the third step. So basically, invocation and harmony, and then clearing, and then harmony again, which is bringing you back to your natural state. Now, chapter 49, I've talked about this exercise we do in classes, and it's my favorite. It's 11 ways to be at peace in the midst of a challenge. This has changed my life. because there's so many challenges physically, mentally, emotionally. We've got all these challenges every day, right? Even if you're doing fine as far as your financials, money. There's basically three main challenges: health, wealth, and relationships. So if you're doing fine with health and wealth and relationships, still we have challenges with communication through the day. I mean, we all do. I mean, there's little things pop up, you know, just say a wreck in front of you or an accident. I mean, there's all types of things. Well, you know. It's like, to be able to be at peace no matter what is the whole deal. And it's all about creating a stable, consistent vibration in you. And that's everything from just letting it be, no resistance, being in your body, toning to create the stable vibration, and even toning your soul note, but especially running gratitude for every challenge, running compassion for every challenge, and the most important and easiest, actually, is send love to it. Send love to every challenge. But when you can go to a place where you're one with the universe, there's no more challenges. It's all in the plan. It's all perfect. Every single challenge is a beautiful, the most incredibly beautifully planned thing to bring us to the next level of growth, to the next level of higher consciousness. I can say some people are upset about Trump. It is so perfect. People are getting a whole perspective on especially caring for others instead of selfishness. It's really transforming our and bringing it to the forefront. All challenges bring things to the forefront to be healed. Okay? So to be able to be at peace no matter what. I love just, that's my favorite chapter. And we do a whole class on it where we play horrible sounds and have you actually practice this. And it's so incredible because people are like at the end, can you keep playing those horrible sounds? We're in bliss here. It's the last bastion of higher consciousness to be at peace no matter what. And then using sound through the day. Oh my God, I had a student go through what she does. She's in she graduated from the advanced program, and she told us what she does. In the morning, she does her little sound meditation, and through the day, she does little meditations and then does a little ceremony at night before she goes to sleep. Oh my God. If you start using sound through the day, you get to a place where you're the norm is peace. A lot of people go, oh, I'll just be stressed all day and then I'll just do some sound or something to relax in the evening. Well, your system's frazzled at that point. You need to go to a peace over and over. And it can be as simple as 15 seconds of a vowel. Especially a low note. You don't even have to do it out loud. Let's do it. Do it silently. Everybody do a really loud vowel silently. And you get that peace and stability from a frequency humming consistently. You can do chants in your head. You can, you know, just, I mean, we use music already, but you know, there's so much music that's really powerful these days. Some people are doing things with light beings embedded in it, right? That are taking people to a whole nother level. Look for stuff that you can, music you can use through the day, and plan out even 1 to 5 minutes, you know, every other hour. It's like they say, not only should you be getting up out of your seat every hour. You should be doing sound every hour. Again, you don't have to do it out loud. Even if it's 1 minute, it brings you back to normal. And then your system gets used to being at peace. And now it's much easier. And when you're at peace, you have way more capacity to deal with challenges and conflicts. And that's the whole deal. Imagine being completely at peace through the whole day. Right? That's the whole goal here, is to be healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, to be at peace and to be able to use vibration to access higher states of being where you are completely one with universal love through your heart, and you are completely connected to everyone on the planet. When you're one with the universe and you see we are all one, compassion is built in. There's no more war. There's no more anger. There's no more anxiety. There's no more anything, because you see the connection between all. And then we learn, when anybody's suffering, we're all suffering. So imagine being at peace no matter what. No matter what. Imagine you got this tone of you humming in you, which is your soul and your whole physical being, at peace all the time. Imagine what that would be like. And hold that energy for the rest of the day, the rest of the night, the rest of the week, the rest of the months ahead, years ahead. Imagine all lifetimes perfectly still. You can find my book at CompleteGuideToSoundHealing.com. Perfectly still. Forever.